Welcome back to another episode of Bombcast. I'm your host, Grant Morgan, alongside my partner, Shane Seligman. And today we would like to give a warm welcome to Frank Polisi, president of Oasis Materials in Poway, California. Now under administration of Frylock Companies, Oasis Materials manufactures high-performance aluminum nitride ceramic heaters used in multiple industries. Frank, can you please introduce yourself and share a bit about your background and journey as an entrepreneur?
Yeah, my name is Frank Polisi, and I guess I can be described as a serial entrepreneur. I started my career. First of all, I had my background working at my father's tool and die metal stamping business, so I understood manufacturing and metals. And then I moved to California and started an independent sales agency where I represented different manufacturers on a straight commission basis and built that business up. And then I found a product line that I couldn't find anybody to make, so I decided to make it myself and built my first company, a manufacturing company called Polisi Company. And I founded it in 1990. By 95, we were doing $5 million. And by 2000, we were doing $40 million, primarily making transistor bases used in amplifiers for base stations. And then the crash of 2001 hit, and the company decreased by about half. I had recently sold it to a public company and became president of that company during this period, and decided to sell Polisi Company to pay off banks. And I left the company and started Oasis Materials, a little bit away from metals and more into ceramics, and founded that in 2005 and sold it 30 months later for $5 million, and then bought it back for $2 million. And then just recently, 10 years after that, sold it again at a significant increase in that price. And now I'm semi-retired and still working as a advisor and consultant to Frylock as they take Oasis to the next step.
Perfect. So what did you learn after starting Oasis Materials from the ground up and recovering after selling Polisi Company?
Well, I've always had a simple theory about starting a business, and especially in manufacturing and in business to business sales. And that is, first sell it and then make it. What happened to me, the journey at Oasis began when a company came to me and said, we're looking for a high performance heater. Do you have any solutions in mind? And from there, I thought I had a technical solution for them. And but the technology was with another company. So I first had to acquire the technology, which I knew they weren't using at the time. And then I had to convince this customer to give me an order before I bought the technology. Again, first sell it, then make it. And so I was able to get a significantly large check from a company called Delta Design. With that, I bought the technology and they initially started to farm out all the manufacturing processes, and eventually brought them all in-house and developed a significant customer base in what we call back-end semiconductor, which is companies that don't actually make the chip, but make the package that interfaces the chip with the printed circuit board. That's a ceramic package or a plastic package is the interface. You typically don't put high performance chips right on printed circuit board because of mismatch of expansion and other issues. So there's a intermediate, what we call a package. And that became our business, as well as heaters for testing semiconductor devices. We did most of the heater coolers for one of the largest microprocessor manufacturers in the world. And we we did what we call class testing, and that was heating, cooling process to determine the speed of a microprocessor.
All right, Mr. Frank, we understand that you had a very successful initial company when you sold it the first time, but what exactly made you buy it back the second time?
Well, you know, when you build something, you have a soft spot in your heart for it. And also what happened is I saw them, the company that bought it was another ceramics company out of the East Coast. And the owner of the company passed away shortly after he bought Oasis. And he didn't have any wife or kids, and the business went into a trust. And he had hired a gentleman right before he passed, and this person was not the right person. And he, over a 2.5 year period, pretty much destroyed the company. When I bought it back, when I sold it, we had about 35 employees doing about $400,000 a month. When I bought it back, they had 8 employees doing about $70,000 a month. So I was able to buy it very inexpensively, and I was able to turn it around fairly quickly. But it was interesting, most of the customers that we had that we lost during that 2.5 period would not talk to us again. They were so upset with the way the company was handled while I was gone. In part, they blame me for selling it to somebody that didn't take care of the customer. So we had to build up a whole new customer base and focus on regaining the trust of our customers.
Yeah, I just think it just plays in the fact of how important having that passion for like the company when you're being an entrepreneur. And so I feel like the most important question would be, what is the biggest piece of advice or lesson you can give to young entrepreneurs watching this show?
Humility. The essence of building a company is attracting and solving a problem that your customers want and need. And I used to say that I had a PhD in offering myself in sacrifice, because when you're a young company and you start out, you don't always get things right. But what my customers did know is that no matter what, I was doing my very best to solve their problem and address it. And I learned that in business, there's really just 5 things that determine your business success or failure, and that is price, quality, delivery, service, and technology. And when you start out, you don't always have quality, for example, because you're just starting out. But you better have service. You better have a technology that people want. And then you have to have quality in a very short time, or you can't play the game. Delivery is another important thing, and so is price. But typically you'll find that people will pay a little bit more if they could get it sooner, or they'll wait if the technology is right. So all of those things come into play, but the most important thing is trust. And as soon as your customer loses trust in you, then you really don't have a chance. And that's just absolutely telling it like it is. You don't lie to your customer ever. If there's a problem, the best thing you can do is own up to it. If you keep having the same problem, that's not going to be, no matter what you say, after a while, you lose trust. But I would say the number one thing you can do is do your very best and treat your customer with respect.
Thank you so much. Your entrepreneurial knowledge and lessons you've shared with us is very inspiring, surrounding self and team humiliation and trust. With that said, that about wraps it up for this episode of Bombcast. Thank you, Frank, for joining in and sharing your entrepreneurial journey with us and our listeners. If you are an entrepreneur looking to build a winning mindset, feel free to visit bombcast.com or follow us on any of our socials to learn the secrets to financial freedom and the mindset of a winning entrepreneur. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anytime, boys. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
Have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much.